The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, and it's good to be live again. So if you're paying attention, this show used to be a different show. I don't know what show it was, but now it's The Spice of Life. It's an hour and a half, so I'll be here until 9, and it's every other Thursday. I'm not really sure why it is that way, but it is that way, and so I'm here every other Thursday, starting this Thursday from 7:30 to 9, doing The Spice of Life. And if you haven't heard it before, this is exciting for me and hopefully for you. I play post-rock, and if you don't know what that is, this is exciting for me and hopefully for you. And I got a big playlist because I'm here for an hour and a half, so I have a lot of music. I have some co-hosts coming, hopefully, if they find out how to get here. They haven't been here before, but they're funny guys, so hopefully they come by at some point. And without further ado, let's just get started. I haven't had a show in a while, and I haven't had a live show in even longer, because I was pre-recording because it was when I had work, and so now it's now, and I don't have work right now, thankfully, 9 to 5. So let's just get started. I'm really excited to bring you this song. It's by the band Until Sunrise. The song is Driving Down the Golden Highway off their new album, Frozen Stars, which is really cool. It's a great album, just fantastic. You're going to hear more of it from me eventually, I'm sure. And all their stuff is available off their Bandcamp page for nameyourprice.com/free. So Until Sunrise, if you like it, go there, get their music, support them. It's cool. And I hope you like it. So here we go, Driving Down the Golden Highway by Until Sunrise. We're back, and we're joined by our two guests.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves, or are you just going to be...
Yeah, sure. We'll start with Simon.
Oh, I was actually going to go.
It's okay. I got this.
No, I don't mind. I'll go ahead.
Simon.
You got to actually... I forgot to mention, you have to, like, talk into the mic.
Into the mic.
But not that close, because then it gets loud.
It's kind of
this rule of thumb.
Okay, is this fine?
That's fine.
Who is this mic guy, anyways? Like, why do I have to talk into him?
Yeah, that was a...
How long have you been...
You just need to introduce yourself.
How long have you been planning that joke? Be honest. Like 2 days?
He's been sitting on mic for a while.
He's been stewing on it.
He's been sitting on mic for a long time, and he really likes it.
Is he going to hatch?
I think he's hatching pretty soon.
Oh.
He's incubating, as they say, in the science realm.
Mm.
So, I'm Simon, and I am doing some research at UBC right now, and I'm friends with Ben.
And here I was. I thought you were an exotic dancer.
Uh-huh.
Is that just a side thing, or is that... I always thought that was like your true calling.
Well,
that he does have the body of one, so I can see where you would be misled.
I do have dancer legs,
uh-huh.
But to all the ladies out there.
Uh-huh.
So this is my colleague, Tavish.
Hey, I'm Simon's platonic colleague, and I'm also friends with Ben. I'd probably say slightly better friends with Ben than Simon is. It's debatable. We can debate about it, but we won't. We won't.
It's exciting to have you guys on here because there aren't that many people in the world that I think are funnier than I am, and you guys are some of those people. So this is exciting for me.
Thank you.
What a privilege and an honor.
That's quite conceited of you.
I think I'm pretty funny. I'm not a very good guy.
No.
We should play a song. Because it's just how this goes.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't explain that well.
No, should probably explain to us what we're doing, who Mike is. I see there's Mike's right there. I'm not sure what he's doing here.
Mike's our guest host. He's a surprise host.
Oh, okay. And he just likes to be talked into.
He's like a surprise ghost.
Interesting.
Yeah. The format of this show, for the people who don't know, I play some music, and then we talk for a bit, and then I play some music. And we don't talk about the music, really, because I don't know enough about it.
It doesn't matter.
Because I really hate music. I don't know about any of you guys out there, but it's not my thing.
Mm.
Not entirely sure what music is, but I guess we'll give it a go.
Okay. In that vein, the next song I want to play is called Paul Newman versus Rodney Dangerfield. Just because that's post-rock in a nutshell.
Let's see how this goes.
So it's by the band In Contra, who are a Vancouver band, which is pretty neat. It's always exciting when Vancouver people do post-rock stuff. I saw them in a concert a while ago with Zoo Strategies. That was cool. That was a cool show.
Interesting.
This is off their album Little Church. So it's In Contra playing Paul Newman versus Rodney Dangerfield. Here we go.
Let's hear it. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Here, can you help me out?
Yep.
This is the front.
They're new.
We're new.
Yeah. So you guys were in Victoria last weekend.
Yes.
Was it nice? I've never been.
That's just so everyone knows, Ben is making a joke. He's from Victoria.
That's actually where we met.
Yeah, that's where we met. Playing soccer, which is a friendly sport.
In case Ben is a bold-faced liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Victoria is my second favorite queen.
Mm-hmm. Next to, of course, Queen Amadeus from Planet of the Apes.
I was going to say Freddie Mercury. Oh. Freddie Mercury is always my favorite queen.
Uh-huh. Queen Amadeus.
Was Queen Amadeus actually in Planet of the Apes?
No, I think Amadeus was the name of a doctor.
No, Amadeus is like Mozart.
Oh,
Amadeus?
Mozart Amadeus, right.
Or is it a different composer? Are we going to get someone to call in and correct me?
I hope not.
I could Google it.
We're probably going to want to get our facts straight and our pronunciations correct.
Yeah, we've got to be on point.
We've got to be on point.
That's not the only thing straight.
Yeah. By the way, that was Paul Newman versus Rodney Dangerfield by Incontra off the album Little Church. They're cool. Vancouver band. You can check them out around town.
That's some Canadian content for you guys.
That is some Canadian content. Some mandated Canadian content.
35%. 35%.
Exact. Yeah. All Canadian content today.
Mm-hmm. No. That's not true. There aren't enough post-rock bands in the world. In Canada, in the world of
there's
Canada.
Not enough post-rock bands in the world to play one radio show.
Shai, I think you're pronouncing it wrong. I think it's post-rock.
No, it's post-rock.
I'm pretty sure it's post-rock. Ben, can we get a...
Have either of you guys ever heard post-rock before?
Never. No, actually, I've heard a song by something versus Rodney Dangerfield.
Let's just get the pronunciation right. It's post-rock.
Okay, I'm going to Ben. Can you?
You gotta pretentious it up a little bit. You're better than other people if you listen to post-rock.
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 I think it's post-rock. It's P-O-S is one word, and then hyphen, trock. So it's like post-trock.
Common misconception. There is a hyphen, and it's in a weird place.
Yeah, it's not even in the word.
No.
Or either of both of the words.
It's at the end, but it's silent.
Uh-huh.
The hyphen's silent.
The hyphen is silent. It's like LaDasha. Have you guys heard the name LaDasha?
I haven't.
It's L-E-A, but you pronounce it LaDasha.
L-E-dash.
Like L-E hyphen A, but you pronounce the dash.
That took me too long to understand.
Yeah.
It's a joke, though.
So, Tavish, you work at an iced creamery?
I do work at an iced creamery in Vancouver. It's called Rain or Shine Ice Cream, and guess what our mission is? To provide sustainable, organic ice cream to people who love to eat ice cream. And I'm not required to promote it at all, but I should say that we do have some new seasonal fling flavors coming out. So if you're ever on Cambie and West 18th, stop by the store, say Tavish sent you. I'll get you scooped for sure there.
And remember that Tuesday is Taco Tuesday there.
Tuesday is
Taco Tuesday. What is a taco, Tavish?
A taco at Taco Tuesdays at Rain or Shine is a waffle cone that I have folded into the shape of a taco and placed two of my fattest scoops into.
Are you like legally allowed to scoop that fat?
No, it's the government mandates at least a 35% scoop to waffle ratio, but I go over, man. I go 46.
Really?
No. I'm just lying for the sake of the show. Yeah. I actually play it extremely safe with my scoops.
That's mostly actually I lie for the sake of the show all the time. I'm going to come clean. I'm a big fat liar.
Yeah, a bold face.
Well, we've already covered this.
Yeah.
You won't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
Whoa.
Just drop the Nixon. Whenever people start blaming me about stuff, I just either drop the Nixon or I drop the Clinton.
Drop the Nixon or drop the Clinton.
I'm gonna get that tattooed.
Pick one, boy.
Gonna get one tattooed on each fist. Just have like Nixon across one. It's five letters. I'll just fit the I in somewhere or put a dash at the end.
Yeah.
I brought President Clinton and President Nixon. Which one you want?
Which one you want to drop, pal? It's easy.
I did not have relations with that woman. Yeah. That one needs a little work.
He dropped the Clinton.
Yeah, just dropped the Clinton.
He just dropped the Clinton on you, boys.
I should play a song. Should I play? I mean, like, you guys could probably talk forever.
Yeah.
I like talking. I like attention.
I can talk always.
That's why I got into radio, actually.
I was wondering about your guys' opinions of ice cream, as Ben would say, is of the ice creamery business.
Yeah.
What do you think?
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Call in everyone.
How many? No, not everyone.
No.
The phone is terrifying, and I worked earlier because I got lucky, but it's controlled by there's an interdimensional hypercube setup. It's very complicated stuff.
So only some people call, please.
Yeah, because if there's an influx, the moon gets, it changes the tides.
Yeah.
And then you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you mean, man.
Yeah.
I've been there.
And then the bees die.
There, man.
That's all interesting stuff, but you guys didn't answer my question, so.
But I do need to play a song.
Okay, well, we'll think about it while the song's playing.
Okay.
We'll listen to some post-rock.
Maybe write a poem about your favorite flavor of ice cream, and then you could call in and submit that verse.
I have. I brought one in.
Okay.
So call in after the song, everybody.
Okay.
Or not everybody. Sorry.
Some people. I'm going to play a song. It's by the band Rumor Cubes. The song is At Sea, off their album The Narrow State. It's pretty cool. There's a lot of violin in it. And I hope you enjoy it. Here we go. At Sea by Rumor Cubes.
Ben, I'm actually going to write a poem, by the way. Thank you.
That was Rumor Cubes playing the song At Sea. I hope you like violin. I hope you like that song. I think it's a cool song. Tavish has a written ballad, Ethan.
Yes. It's actually a poem. But if you want to call it a ballad.
Or an epoch. It's an epic.
It's an epoch.
We call it an epoch.
We call it an epoch. Yeah. So
it's an Ewok?
In the business, it's called that.
Yes.
What business is that?
The poetry business.
Oh.
Big money.
Lots of girls.
Lots of women. See, there's lots of women in the poetry business. Mm-hmm. Not to offend anybody, I'm just saying.
But that would be a good way also to, like, there's like pick up women,
yeah.
Or just, is. Like, or meet women, I guess is what I mean.
Yeah, meet women. Meet some dudes too. Whoever you want to be friendly with. Poets. There's lots of people in the business. Is the point.
The point is that there's a lot of money in that business.
People's dads are in that business. You can meet someone's dad.
You can meet someone's dad. You can meet your own dad and say, "Hey, daddy, you're a poet. You're in this business. Let's do this together."
All right. Well, Tavish, how about you read us what you wrote down?
Right.
About ice cream.
Okay. So I wrote a poem about ice cream. And it's called Life in the Freezer.
I love it already.
Oh, what a nice dream it is when I dream of ice cream. Smothered and covered like hot fudge on a Sunday. Someday I shall embrace the chill. Ice cold like vanilla. Until you take my love and drop it on the floor. Like some upside down chocolate, I want more. No one's home, no one's home. No one to fill the empty void atop my waffle cone. Without pistachio, I am alone.
Wow. That was incredible.
Thank you.
That was inedible.
So you guys know, Tavish just applauded himself.
Nope. Ben and Simon clapped for me.
Yes. Yes.
I'm looking to sell that poem if any callers want to call in with big bids for the big industry of poetry.
Yeah. I love how you wrote that as like a beat poem, but then just read it normally.
Yeah, it's true.
That's
a new style.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have snapped.
Yeah, we should have snapped.
Do you snap? You need a turtleneck, really, to read that, I feel.
Maybe a toque. I could get those, my hands on those.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to make a turtleneck that was either made out of turtles' necks, or if that didn't fly, just had pictures of both turtles and necks on it. I think that would be a cool thing to own. That.
Yeah, you know who likes turtlenecks? Women.
Is that what you wear when you, like, hit up the club?
No.
Do people club in turtlenecks? Hopefully not.
I totally do not.
I've never, I totally don't.
Turtle pun.
Yep.
That was cool. Let's play a song.
Thank you for complimenting my poem.
This song is by the band Mostly Autumn. They're a Canadian rock band from like the 90s.
That's a Canadian content.
It's CanCon. It's CanCon.
That's a Canadian content.
It's a bit different. It's more prog rock, but I like it a lot. The song is called This Great Blue Pearl. I'm not sure what they're referring to. Mm. Great Blue Pearl. It could be anything.
I think I know what they're referring to.
Your eyes.
My eyes? Mm-hmm. My deep blue eyes? Yeah. It's off the album The Spirit of Autumn Past. The song is The Great Blue Pearl by Mostly Autumn.
Morning.
So that song that we were just listening to is called This Great Blue Pearl by Mostly Autumn.
Yeah.
and I liked it.
You know, it's mostly autumn, but it's also a little bit spring as well.
That's a really interesting perspective on it.
Is it the summer yet? I feel like we had a solstice.
It's June 21st. Okay, guys.
June 21st?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we summer ahead then? Is there time change?
Like, no, but there's a clothes change. Take
spring
your shirts
ahead,
off.
Fall back.
Spring ahead, fall back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then summer.
Summer shirts off.
Suns out, guns out.
Yeah.
And then.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. And then, these guys are crazy. Let me tell you.
Guys out, thighs out. Is that one? Yeah, didn't I just make that up? I feel like that's one.
Dad's out. You get your pads out.
I'm glad you didn't say nads. Or lads. Dad's out, lads out.
Lads out. It's true.
Take your lads for a walk or something.
All right. So, I think Simon has some important news.
Here I am. Even. I'm going to give you guys the stock finance update, Simon's stock finance update today. So 2498.tw is down 1.16 points. We got the
could have predicted that.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 170.69 points today, and we got the Nasdaq Composite is at 40.11 points down, and we got the Google Inc is down 3.61, and Amazon is down 5.81, and Yahoo is down 0.33. So it looks like where everything is down today, but things are looking up.
So to summarize, all the money you have invested in Yahoo, get it out of there now.
Yep.
It's going nowhere.
Buy stocks in gold. Also, Simon, you have a perfect pilot's voice. Mm-hmm. That just, that whole thing.
We are climbing up to 11,000 feet, and I think we're going
to... I would just like to say my co-pilot's being a real big a-hole.
We might experience some turbulence at...
emotionally, at the front.
Trouble in paradise, you two?
Some emotional turbulence.
Me and for all the listeners out there who don't know, me and Tavish are roommates, and there has been some tension recently over
flushing the toilet right after Simon ate a steaming pile of guacamole. And I'm all for eating guacamole, but if you're not going to flush the toilet...
Yeah, okay. we've been over this, okay? So we don't need to bring it up on the radio.
Well, I think we could...
I'm just mostly worried. Are you guys pronouncing that right? Because I'm worried that if we're mispronouncing it...
Yes, it's flush.
We might get some callers calling it about mispronunciation.
Oh. About the flush,
The flush pronunciation?
Yeah.
I think it's floosh.
That's the Swedish pronunciation, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's... I'm just going to play a song.
Yeah.
Just because it feels good to play a song. It's by the band Marnie Stern, or rather the lady Marnie Stern. She shreds. She's got the reputation of...
Marnie Stern.
Marnie Stern. Wow. She's just the lady who shreds, and you'll hear her guitar, and she just shreds.
Does she... Okay, cool.
Great. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I don't really know what shred means.
No.
I agree with it.
I'm ready to hear it. Let's hear it. Is this Canadian content, though?
No, but this is Fem content. FemCon.
Great.
FemCon.
Love FemCon. Some FemCon. Love some CanCon. Let's get some con out there.
And Cancun and Prague in Czech Republic.
Yep.
Prague Rock.
Prague Rock is what we're going to listen to next. So
I should have a show just dedicated to Prague Rock, which is solely rock coming out of Prague.
From the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Or Frog Rock.
There is a post-rock band called Mahogany Frog. So I guess that's Frog Rock.
That could work.
Is there Frog Rock, Prague Rock?
Is their lead singer Kermit the Frog?
No, but I could. You know what? Actually, Kermit the Frog has just entered the building.
Really? Wow.
He's really, yeah. It just
I think
happens.
There might be more than one of him in the building.
Do we have a lot of Kermit the Frog?
I think there might be three Kermits.
At least two Kermits.
Let's muster the Kermits, and then while we play the song. So this
put a muzzle on the Kermits for now. And
I'm going to... like stifle them under a pillow. Is
that all right? Let's hear Marnie. Stifle.
Marnie Stern playing Year of the Glad.
Year
Welcome back.
Tavish, that's Ben's. That's
sorry. Nice.
We just heard Marnie Stern playing the song Year of the Glad.
Where did Ben go?
I think he might have disappeared. Actually.
He tends to do that. Sometimes he'll run off and go to the bathroom in a song, or maybe get some stale Mike and Ike's.
Mm-hmm. Maybe go down to the butcher's to find his wife, Bern.
There's magic in the air today. There's magic in the air. It always
seems to go that way when people laugh and care.
It's true.
It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
I like pig butts and I cannot lie. You other bros can't deny when a girl walks in with a curly Q.
So you might want to go check on your car parked outside by the fire hydrant before it gets towed. That's a bit of amphibian humor for you.
Kermie, that joke was terrible! I'm leaving you for a better-looking amphibian!
Whoa. Rizzo is a rat. He's not an amphibian.
Wait, Rizzo's the homewrecker?
Yeah, Rizzo's the homewrecker. He gets all up in that pig. Just so the audience knows, we're trying something experimental today.
We're going through some stuff right now. Yeah,
it's
we're all having some issues.
We thought it might be fun. Yeah, to try out or annoying to try a human soundboard.
I love how we're getting more annoying after all doing Kermit the Frog. Yeah, it's voices somehow more into annoying. Each other.
That was our frog therapy.
Frog therapy.
I need frog therapy once a week to get over issues with my dad. Mm-hmm, yeah. I really have not a good dad relationship.
Yeah, I also I'm kind of the flip side. I have to do it to get over issues with my son.
Yeah, sometimes my mind enters a fog, and I sit on that log and I think life would be better if I were a frog.
A log in the hole in the bottom of the sea, or just in general
in the estuary.
See, you guys hear us laughing right now. This is probably the only time we're going to laugh during the week because of our strained relationships with our children, our fathers.
And anthropomorphic amphibian parents.
So,
who knows, one day they're going to croak.
That's actually the grossest joke I've ever heard. Good Lord. Wow.
Can we try an experimental sound?
We got to do a song, and then we can...
Can Simon introduce the song, though, with an experimental sound?
Do you want to... It's long, though. You got to read it as it goes by.
So what kind of content is this?
The top... This is CanCon. Okay, and it's also... New music.
We've got new music. Coming up next on...
CITR 101.9. Yo, what's up? This is Swift Wiffle at CITR. Tune in every Thursday night.
We got colorless green ideas. Sleep Furiously.
That's the song.
Polar Horse.
That's the band.
And this is off of their album called Data. This is Canadian content. New music. Let's hit it.
Vancouver band.
Thank you. watch the celestial fireworks together and to curl as the fires drew closer. A column wafting on the wind, a paradigm to behold. Gnaw now the rising mist blanketed my dreams.
We just heard Tinturia by Halls of Sky, and before that, Polar Horse playing Colorless Green Ideas Sleep Furiously.
Can content.
Yeah, that's this human soundboard there. Yo, 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 this is Top Tipple. How's it hanging? We got some Canadian content.
Canadian content.
Oh, Canadian. That was... That was Ben's attempt at a fart noise.
I can do air trumpet.
Dude, I really can fart, okay? I can make a fart noise.
Let's hear it then, man. Prove it.
No.
Ben, let's hear that trumpet.
Man, that's a killer trumpet.
We were gonna have a mystery caller for who was it? Did we have it? Were we going to have a funny prompt for that, or do we just have?
I think maybe. Okay, here's maybe a prompt. Hey, what's up? Here at CITR, we like to play a lot of spoofs and goofs, but I think it's time we take it a little more serious with a featured guest caller. I wonder where he is.
He's in our hearts more than anything.
He's in our hearts. He's.
If anybody has a story that they'd like to read to us,
that would be the caller.
A story they'd like to read, I think that could be great if any caller wants to read a story to us.
Does this work? Is this.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. I think you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Yeah, hey, I'd like to place an order for delivery.
I'm still not catching anything.
He's gonna.
Hold
you're
on,
not here?
We're going to have to turn this up. Yeah.
It's pretty up.
Let's hear. Hello?
Hey.
Hi, who? How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'd just like to place an order for delivery.
Yeah.
What do you want delivered?
God, I'm just kidding, man. It was just my joke. pulling a prank on you guys.
Hey, man. Is your
It's just a prank from me. Me and my college buddies used to play that one a lot. So I thought I'd razz you guys with it a little.
Wow.
No, sorry. The reason I'm calling is I was listening earlier. I just got off work. I was just working the rigs. I just got off. I was driving home. I was just trying to clarify that Dr. Amadeus, Planet of the Apes fiasco.
Please
earlier
do.
In the
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
So you're close. It's actually Dr. Zayas is his name. Okay. He's an orangutan. Mm-hmm. He was originally played by Maurice Evans. Basically, he was a member of the Ape National Assembly, you know, a minister of science, chief defender of the faith.
I do know.
But yeah, so you had a little too many, a little extra letters in there. But so I just wanted to clarify that before you made the same mistake again.
Well, thanks. Thank you for calling, Mystery Caller. We always appreciate when our Planet of the Apes history is corrected.
I like being wrong. It's one of my favorite things.
Do you have a name there? Or do we?
Yeah, it's Marson.
Marson. Marson. Thank you, Marson, for the orangutan. Clarification, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry. Just droll. While I'm at it, do you mind if I give my own little give myself a plug here?
Yeah,
I know you guys. I got some deal I have. Anyways, am I live right now?
Well,
yeah,
we might have to check how much time.
You're alive.
I think we should
okay,
check
so
the time.
Basically, I just need to say I'm promoting Toad's new cream chip beef corned beef hash. It's a combo can. It's part of Toad's new all-beef series, and I cannot tell you how full I am from this salted meat. Boy, I'd eat two more cans if I could, but I'm sure I'd be sick.
I'm sure you can.
I'm disappointed that my body will eventually digest and process all this meat, and I'll have to say goodbye to it forever. Thanks, Toads. Sorry, I just had to, you know, I got some deal with them. I had to,
yeah.
Have to do that on every radio show I call in. When I'm on the way home from work, I need to, you know, give them a plug. So thanks. I appreciate it.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I'm going to pick some of that up soon.
Yeah, yeah. You can. Your local Meyer Superfoods has it in stock usually. You can cross your fingers and hope for a regular can, but they do have a plenty of damaged cans. The plus side is, though, they're half price.
Wait, are you talking?
So you get a little dense and mix, but
are you talking?
Ooh-wee, that's some delicious meat.
Are you talking about some damaged cans?
Or Reed, are you talking about some fresh new cans,
Mr. Marson?
Oh yeah,
Mr. Marson.
Yeah, I'm what? Still here.
Okay, we were in wondering how much per can. What's the deal? Is there a deal going on, or is it just you?
I'm not sure. You'd have to talk to your local supplier. I'm not really. I don't have any information about that. It's a whole legal matter. I'm not able to comment on that.
Okay.
You do know, like, the varying prices from some. Sorry. Sorry. What's that?
Mr.
We just heard CD Girl by La Casa El Mar, or La Casa El Mar. It's one of those two, and it's, anyway, as you guys know, I'm bad at pronouncing things, but they're good. Mm-hmm. La Casa El Mar, they actually emailed me and were like, yo, you should play this. There's a bit more to it than that, but I listened to their music, and it was really good. So if you're an aspiring or a perspiring or an expiring mm-hmm. post-rock musician and you want to hit me up, that would be a nice thing to do.
Can we get a sound board for a hit me up?
A hit me up?
Sorry?
Hit me up!
Just yells into the microphone. The microphone explodes. A good way to hit me up would be, I have a Facebook page so that you could check that out. That would be cool. I'm going to plug that because we got the meat plug earlier. So
hit me up!
it's Spice of Life 101.9 CITR FM. If you could like that, that would be cool. Then we could stay in touch, and that would be a good thing. I have to play another song because we're running out of time.
Yo, let's get in touch. You get your people to talk to my people. Let's go.
Okay, we'll talk. This is Tokyo Shoegazer playing the song Fragments. song. It's been real to have you guys. I won't say it's been good, because it hasn't. It's been
awful.
It's been mixed results.
Yeah. It was an experiment, you know. I thought it might be fun, but it wasn't.
Yeah, we're pretty used to experimenting, so.
Yeah. That I'm going to be honest, the poem you wrote was just garbage.
I literally threw it in the garbage after I read it.
Yeah, don't worry. We hate your radio show, and we're not going to come back.
You should, yeah. I mean, if you were Simon, you would put it in the toilet and then not flush it down.
I'm sorry. I'm unfamiliar with that word.
Sorry, I can't hear you over this terrible radio show.
That really hurt my feelings, guys. I didn't mean that, but that was harsh. I'm really, like, I know I come off as, like, a tough guy, but I'm really sensitive. And it's just that didn't feel good.
You're creamy in the inside.
Yeah.
You're slippery.
He's wearing a sleeveless shirt right now to show off that he's
tough, I'm also,
but
like,
he's really not.
You guys have been really polite about my man musk, because I just came directly from the gym.
I didn't even smell it, dude.
You've got some good man musk. If I'm being honest with you.
If I have to be honest with
Ben's
with
you.
Ben's
musk. You, new music.
Oh, check it out. This is Ben's musk.
Why is there a soundboard for Ben's musk? Stop. Musk, you continue.
Wow.
Sorry. That was, if you're wondering, that was just me clapping for my own joke.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more song that we don't super have enough time to play, but we're going to see how it goes.
We're just going to see how it pounds out.
We're going to, you know, like, it's sometimes you just got to go, you got to go in head first.
Yeah.
Not think about the consequences.
Yeah. So it's been a pleasure to have you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
This is us taking our risk. Everybody gets one risk for the day, and that improves your life. So that's what we're doing.
I just want to say thank you so much, Ben, for having us, and your musk was incredible. Simon, thank you for choosing to be my roommate all summer. I'd also like to thank mystery caller Marson. If you haven't already, check out Toad's cream-chipped beef. They got the combo can out there. Thanks again, Ben.
Thank you, Tavish, for not buying last week's groceries. Okay, let's hit the next song.
Okay. this has been the Spice of Life. I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys had fun. We're here every other Thursday. So the next Thursday we'll be here is not next Thursday, but the following Thursday, the 18th of June. And we'll be back 7:30 to 9. If you like this show, there are podcasted shows on the CITR page on the interwebs. If you are so inclined, it's fun. I thought you were going to say something, but you just licked the mic. Let's end on that note. I like that. Want to play last song by the band Code One. The song is Distance. Thanks for listening. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kermit. Thanks, Tavish. Thanks, Simon. And thank you, guys. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. And take care. Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell is up next.